Fourth parak of Shkala Mishnah Beis. We'll continue with things that were brought from Tumas Halishka. Para Aduma and the Sar Mishtaleach, the Sar that was sent out to the Midbar to be dismembered on Yom Kippur, were brought from Tumas Halishka. Loshen Shuv Zahiris, there was a tuft of red wool that was burnt together to Para Aduma, were all brought from the Tumas Halishka. Kevish Para, the Kevish Sar Mishtaleach, there's a ramp going out of the Mishnah towards the direction of Har Zeisim and the Midbar, which the Paraduma would go out because they would, the Paraduma would also be burnt outside of the Beit HaMikdash, and Sar Mishtaleach would go out through that ramp, would be brought from the Tumas Halishka. Loshen Shaben Karav, the tuft of red wool that was between the horns of the Sar Mishtaleach was brought from the Tumas Halishka. The waterway and the walls around the city and the watchtowers. So these things were brought from Shvar Halishka, which means when they took up a certain amount, they filled up those three baskets that we mentioned before, that they bought the Kabbanis, and the other things were bought from that which would remain behind. So basically the Kabbanis were bought from the Tumas Halishka, and this whole other list, which started from the ramps and the Loshen Zaharis, which is this red wool which was on the horns of the Sar Mishtaleach, and the waterways and the wolves, that was all from the leftovers from the coins that were not taken for the Tumas Halishka. The ramp for the Paraduma made it from the private money. So basically we have two different sources so far. We have the Tumas Halishka itself, which was for the various Kabbanis, and then we have that which was remained behind after the Tumas Halishka was used for the ramps and the walls and everything else that I'll mention in the Mishnah.